Hello, everyone. I'm Boston Kellner, and I'm here with
Tyler Gennerich,
Dylan Scruggs,
Landon Davidson.
And today we're going to be bringing you a baseball podcast. So, getting right into it, open-ended question here just for all of you guys. What's the goals and expectations for this baseball season?
All right. So, senior year, I think one of the biggest goals we have as a team all together is just to make playoffs and make a good run in playoffs. And obviously, the biggest goal for our club is winning state. I think that's everyone believes that we can do that as a squad together. So,
I believe that we all need to get better. We all need to improve ourselves. And we also got to go out and win state. We got to be the best in the state.
So yeah, some of the goals that I think we need to try and achieve as a team is like kind of going at it with more of a aggressive attitude. You know, like I feel like we've had some years where we haven't come out as strong as we should have, I guess. And then this year, though, since we're going for state, we're wanting to win it, take it all. We're going to come out with a better attitude and go work for the win.
Yeah, 100%. Really good answers. I like hearing that. Obviously, big goals are important to have. And you said something about coming out hot in the season and everything. Preseason ranking this year was 17th overall in the state, so what do y'all think about those rankings, higher, lower? What are we thinking?
I mean, I think that we're placed in the right spot. I think we're definitely up there on the top charts for the best in the state. And all we can do is just go up on the chart from there.
Yeah, 100%. And this chart that we're talking about, by the way, is top 25 as well.
Yeah, I think when Chester ranked us as number 17, I thought it really raised all of our expectations for how good of a ball club we are. And I think together as a club, we can expand on that and try to get higher, just work together, become a better team.
Yeah, and working off that, I think that, like, seeing that, what our ranking is, I think we should just come out and see that maybe people might have underestimated us and kind of go off that and try and do even better than what is projected of us.
Yeah, definitely. That's awesome. And then leads me to next question as well. Which team are you guys most looking forward to playing this year? Is it conference team? Could be out of state. I know y'all are going to Arizona this year, so.
One team that I'm looking forward to playing is the Shadow Mountain School down in Arizona. We're going down there for spring break. It's going to be a pretty good tournament. A lot of good players out there, and I just can't wait to improve in our team and just get better, so we can do better later on in the season.
I'm also really looking forward to playing Shadow Mountain. I think they got a lot of good guys in their squad, a lot of real dogs, as some could say. The pitches are throwing a lot harder than what we see here in Colorado, so I think it'll be a good test of our ability to prove what we can really do in harder scenarios.
Now, I'm also looking forward to pretty much all those games down in AZ, but mainly I think that'll be a good way for us to kind of get more prepped on some like faster pitching and stuff to come back to maybe some that might not be as strong pitching and stuff. But once we get back, I think we'll have a good couple games against like teams like Air Academy and how they have a good bunch of pitchers that'll come out ready to go. So we need to be ready for all of the games, but for AZ, that'll get us started with this spring break trip.
Yeah, that'll be cool. And going down there, that's always a treat. Coach Bob Invitational, it's called. And next week for spring break, should be really cool, like I said. And so another question I want to ask you guys is just, since the competition is going to be a little better in Arizona, like you said, velo is going to be a little better. Balls might not be going as far. What's the preparation look like in practice now to get to that point in Arizona and have success?
All right, so I think the main thing that our squad will be doing is just using a pitching machine. I think just seeing the faster velo off the machine gets us ready to see live velo and really test our ability to be quick to the ball, and then obviously just work on our defense along with that.
And coming from a, a pitcher's perspective, I think that we need to be doing a lot more bullpens and just hitting our spots and gaining a lot of velocity, because when we're hitting our spots and having a lot more velocity, we're going to be striking a lot of guys out. We're going to be getting guys out pretty much all the time.
I think with some of these teams down here, I think we obviously are going to be seeing some like faster pitching and stuff, so we got to be ready for that when we're up to bat, and then we got to command on the mound. But one of the things I think we need to focus on too is kind of looking at the technical parts of the game, because in these games we're probably not going to be hitting like 5 home runs or anything crazy. But I think that we need to like focus on a lot of the like small parts of baseball, like getting a guy over and like getting those like small runs that count, and not making mistakes or errors, and playing just the best defense we can. But I think we should just come out and be ready to do all the like little minute details that we need to make sure we execute well.
Yeah, awesome, man. That's sweet. And then, again, that brings me to my next question here. I know, Lando, you kind of touched up on it, but what are you guys looking to forward to gaining out of Arizona?
Yeah, I'd say just the biggest thing is just becoming a better ball player. I think when you go down there, a new environment, a lot of people watching, I think it sets the expectations really high, and I think just going through the motions is not going to be enough. So I think just trying to exceed your expectations, exceed your coach's expectations, is going to make you a better ball player.
I think the more games that we can play out of state and seeing a lot more, a lot better skill out of state, it will help us prepare for the games that we have in state. And in our conference too, a lot of the people that are in our conference aren't going to be going to this Arizona trip, so I think we will have an advantage on them. So I'm thinking we're going to be doing a lot better than the teams in our conference just because we're going on this trip.
Yeah, what Dylan was saying, I agree with that 100%. That we're going to get a lot of plays and things and situations we might get in that down there that we might not get into with some of the stuff in our up here in Colorado. But going back to what I was saying, yeah, to get out of this trip, I think we all need to just kind of, like, learn that, like, small ball game and get working on our plays and stuff so that we can execute them properly when we get into back into, like, conference games and stuff, because that's one of the big important things is to get those conference games going, so.
Yeah, and I also just wanted to add, I think going down together as a team is going to be a great opportunity for team building. I think just creating, like, community within the squad and just becoming closer will create a lot of relationships and continue to make us a better ball club.
Yeah, and I'm really looking forward to it. And then, next question for y'all is, what's your guys' mentality on the mound / at the plate? Like I said, Dylan, pitcher, Landon, and Genrich, you guys are both position players, so what do you think?
Yeah, so when I go up to bat, I think just the biggest thing is just try to keep a strong mentality and just try to own the pitcher, I guess you could say. Just have a mentality that you're better than every other player on the field and just go up there with an attitude wanting to hit the ball. So you can try to get ahead early and just do whatever you can to put the ball in play.
No, I agree with that too, that we gotta kind of go up there with a purpose as a hitter. You know, it could be, but I could be one of the guys to move a guy over and get him into scoring position so someone could come and knock him in and stuff and get some more runs on the board so we could then get out there on defense later on.
My mentality I have up on the mound, I'm up there just to let the guys hit. I trust my defense a lot, so I think that when the guys put the ball in play off of me, I trust everyone on the field to get that ball and get people out. I'm also thinking hit my spots, and when I hit my spots, that's when I'm on, that's when I'm doing good. I like seeing people strike out, but it's not really often. But yeah.
Yeah, you're saying hitting your spots and everything too. It'll be really easy as the season goes on to hit your spots, like you said, because there's so much pressure just in practice alone. So much adversity from Coach Churchill, our pitching coach here. He's always yelling about hitting the spots, maybe giving you a little bit of crap if you're not hitting the spots, missing your spots, and not dotting it up. But like I said, it's going to be a lot easier as the year goes on and team will be locked in. So, and then kind of building off of that, how have the coaches benefited you guys in the past couple of years? I know it's been a new coaching staff with Coach Parker, Coach Churchill, Coach Jackson, and even Coach Hagen as well.
So, yeah, I think especially this year with the new coaching staff, it's night and day compared to our old coaching staff. I think because my freshman and sophomore year, we had some coaches, but they really only focused on the varsity team. And when you're not on varsity, you didn't really get much out of it. But I think this year especially, the coaches have really tried to make everyone on this team a better player, especially Coach Parker. Coach Barker works night and day. He's always available if you need help. If you struggle with the plate one day, he'll come talk to you, work on some things, and he's just always available, and he's working his butt off to help each and every player.
Something with that, with Coach Parker as well, is that I think with him compared to the old coaching staff that I also was a freshman and sophomore with, he brings sort of like an urgency to like want to go out and compete and like go out and win every game and just come out with an attitude to go and like win every game. But I don't think we exactly had as much of that urgency in years before. And if it was an urgency, it would only be, as Tyler was saying, it was a big thing. And then it was kind of like always focused on varsity. But I think now, like especially with the coaching staff and the younger teams with Coach Hagen and Coach Weller, they've really brought more like those years earlier more for like that big development to get you to the varsity level. And I think that they've picked some good coaches on those JV and C team levels to like really go out and let those boys like get better and stronger and push them to become varsity players one day.
And going off of what Landon said, the JV, C team and JV coaches really do help you a lot to get up to that varsity level. You know, I was on JV with Coach Hagen, and he taught me so much within the probably first month or so. And then the next month I got called up to varsity, and then I started pitching for varsity just because Hagen and Churchill really worked with me, just because they wanted me to get up to that level and they wanted me to help with the team. But yeah.
That's sweet, man. It's always great to have role models and great coaches. And personally, I know I really like our coaches this year. Could agree with everything that was just said. And next question is kind of wrapping it up here. What's a baseball tradition that we have at Pine Creek? Could be the last couple of years, could be the last 10 years. What is it?
Yeah, so I think one of the big team traditions we have that started at least since I've been on varsity is Friday nights after practice, before we have a game on Saturday, we all get together and go to a player's house and we have a team dinner. I think it's a great time for team bonding, play some games, hang out. I just think it's a great time for everyone.
Yeah, going off of what Tyler said, I think that the Friday night team dinners is a pretty important part of the team. You know, I love getting to know my teammates every day. I just look forward to hanging out with them. And I love hanging out with my guys. It's a ton of fun. You know, I love getting to know every single one of them on the team. But yeah, on that note, yeah. And Coach Milo is so important to us. We learned so much from him. He really taught us how to play the simple things in the game. He was teaching us how to bunt. We learned the little things, going out, how to turn a double play really quickly. You know, he taught our shortstops and our second baseman how to have fast hands. And we've gotten so many outs from that guy. We've improved our infield pretty much. We've also improved our offense. We've been hitting so much better. You know, we've been running the bases a lot better just because he focuses on running the bases. You know, he also taught us you know, how to talk to coaches. It's a big part of this game. How to communicate with your coaches, even if you don't like them. And another thing he's taught us how to lead off of bases. This has helped us so much to get more stolen bases. Yeah, one of our guys, Javier Jackson, he has a lot of stolen bases. Thank you to Coach Milo. He really taught everyone how to lead off of a bag properly, how to get the best jump off of a pitcher, you know, how to read the looks from a pitcher, how to tell how slow the pitcher is to the plate. And thank you to Coach Milo. You know, I've improved my speed a lot. I used to run a 7.860 last year, and this year I ran about a 7.1. You know, it's improved me a lot. I don't know about, I'm thinking a lot of guys really look up to him as well. He was probably one of the best coaches I've ever had.
Yeah, I really liked what Dylan said about Coach Milo. I think, yeah, not only did I look up to him as a coach, but also as a friend. I think we were able to talk to him, hear a lot of his stories after practices. He was actually a ball player at GCU is what we learned, and he had so many great stories to tell us about that. He was a catcher. He really fielded really well and blocked amazing. he also hit incredibly. I think he taught us so much about hitting and really, like, all the little things in our swings he'd help us with. Like, not only – he really didn't appreciate the launch angle. He really was more of a line drive hitter, I think. As a ball club, we're trying to work towards that, not really focus on launch angle, but just line drives at the middle or ground ball to second base. Just get the guy over.
Oh, and one thing I was just going to say is tonight we're actually having our first Friday dinner with everybody, so we're going to get to do that after practice, get some good hacks in and get better, but we'll get to go out and then have some good food over at Zemer's house tonight, so that'll be good.
All right, boys. Well, thank you guys for coming in. That'll wrap it up for today. Landon, Dylan, and Tyler, like I said, just thanks for coming in and giving me your time.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Boston. Really appreciate it, man.
Really appreciate you, Boston. Look great out there.